From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Cubans in Havana overnight took to the streets to mourn the passing of revolutionary leader Fidel Castro, who led the country for nearly 50 years. In the U.S., Castro's passing is drawing a different reaction in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood, where scores of people wave Cuban flags in celebration of his death.
It's important for the Cubans in the island, and I think it's important for the Cubans in exile. For 60 years, people have been waiting for this time. Fidel Castro is a symbol of a tyranny that had killed many people in Cuba and has created a lot of wounds in the Cuban exile. What we're seeing here, it's something spontaneous. There's nothing prepared.
Fidel Castro died Friday night at the age of 90. His brother, President Raul Castro, confirmed his death on state media, saying Fidel will be cremated in the early hours of Saturday, and that a funeral organizing committee will bring to the people of Cuba a detailed information on the organization for a tribute to the founder of the Cuban Revolution.
Toda la solidaridad, todo el amor, todas las condolencias.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro expressed his condolences to President Raul and the people of Cuba, adding Fidel Castro's death was a hard hit for all revolutionaries of the world. Fidel Castro made Cuba the first communist country in the Western Hemisphere. Under Castro, Cuba became a one-party communist state. Industry and business were nationalized and socialist reforms were implemented throughout society. Stay with VOA for the latest developments on the passing of Fidel Castro. This is VOA News. About 300 migrants have been arrested following a riot in Bulgaria's largest refugee camp, as Greece calls on European Union member states to speed up relocation efforts after a tragic accident killed two migrants in an overcrowded Lesbos camp. After visiting the camp, Bulgaria's prime minister said six of the migrants are considered a threat to national security. Bulgarian officials say as many as 1,500 migrants were involved in the clashes at a migrant reception center near the border with Turkey. Tensions have run high in the area, with local residents demanding that the refugee camp be closed. While members of President-elect Donald Trump's transition team debate who should serve as his Secretary of State, Trump moved ahead Friday with two more appointments. Kathleen McFarland will serve as Deputy National Security Advisor, and Donald McCann will serve as Assistant to the President and White House Counsel. Neither position requires Senate confirmation. The United Nations says life-saving aid is getting to tens of thousands of Syrian refugees stranded on Syria's border with Jordan. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Jordan closed its border to Syrian refugees fleeing their war-torn country in June after seven Jordanian soldiers reportedly were killed by Islamic State militants. Since then, Jordan has allowed only one delivery of aid, and that was back in August, to the tens of thousands of refugees trapped at the border. On Tuesday, Jordanian authorities announced the resumption of aid to some 85,000 people, half of them children, stuck in squalid conditions on the remote barren strip of no man's land. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Officials in northwest Pakistan say a group of four heavily armed militants attacked a mosque on an army facility Saturday, killing two soldiers and wounding 14 others. Authorities say all four militants were killed in the assault on the Gilani camp bordering Afghanistan. A breakaway faction of the Taliban has claimed responsibility for the strike. A train collision in Iran killed at least 43 people in the north-central province of Semnan. More than 100 others were taken to the hospital after Friday's crash involving a passenger train and an express train that had stopped at the station because of mechanical problems. Authorities believe the number of casualties is likely to rise and that cold weather may have been a factor in the crash. And there's word that U.S. film star Steven Seagal received a Russian passport from the country's president Friday at the Kremlin. Seagal has received some criticism for his friendly relationship with President Vladimir Putin. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.